Thunder Bay, Agnes Notarbartolo has been part of the voting panel for the Tibetel for Good Community Fund for the last 5 years. In that time, she's been inspired by the variety of initiatives that are put forward from across the region. You get to see the good things that our communities are doing, what ideas they have to improve things or even just what different needs are, said Notarbartolo, who is also the communication and brand manager for Tibetel. It ranges from simple things like people asking for equipment or teachers asking for supplies for their class and them explaining to us what it would mean for their class and the type of opportunities that it will bring. It's all different and we're also seeing a lot of youth applying as well, which is really nice to see. The nomination process for this year's campaign is now open and runs until May 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The winners will be announced on June 18th. A total of up to $30,000 in grants is being awarded with submissions being requested from teachers, students, parents, volunteers, not-for-profit groups, coaches, community members, associations and individuals from across northwestern Ontario. Basically, it's for anything that'll enhance our community and neighborhoods or make a big difference for an organization in the area, Notarbartolo said. Since the Tibetel for Community Fund was launched in 2013, $336,343 has been doled out to support 102 community-based projects in 23 different communities. Last year's winners were the Thunder Bay Free Store, which funded a community care center project, a youth holiday gift drive, and helped restock supplies at the store. The Thunder Bay Emergency Shelter, which purchased several picnic tables, including two accessible tables, for its outdoor picnic area so people and families living in poverty could enjoy a nourishing hot meal in a healthy outdoor environment. The 8th Street Trails Committee in Fort Frances, which purchased equipment, trail enhancements and new signage to improve their walking and cross-country ski trails, street. Patrick High School in Thunder Bay, which purchased equipment for its Clover Cafe, managed and run by hospitality and tourism students, teachers and volunteers. All proceeds from the cafe are donated to local charities. The Thunder Bay Drug Awareness Committee, which purchased and rented equipment for its 10th Rock and Recovery event that provided inspiring storytelling, world-class musical performances and a safe and friendly experience. The Marathon and District Senior Citizens Club, which purchased storage, kitchen and recreation equipment to optimize its ability to serve its more than 100 members. All interested applicants are asked to submit a 60-second video about their campaign and answer a few questions on the Tibetel for Good Community Fund website.